And now it's time for a 50th birthday celebration for Moore's Law. Well, geeky is how we roll here on The Pulse. A quick refresher. Moore's Law refers to an observation made in 1965 by Gordon Moore, who later became the co-founder of Intel. He noted that the number of transistors per square inch on integrated circuits had doubled every year, and he predicted that this would continue for the foreseeable future. What does that mean for us? Well, think back to the big Miami Vice car phones, and then look at the size of your cell phone now. Joining us to celebrate the anniversary of this observation is Arnold Thackray. He is founder and chancellor of the Chemical Heritage Foundation, and his new book is Moore's Law, The Life of Gordon Moore, Silicon Valley's Quiet Revolutionary. Arnold, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Can you describe the transistors that Moore predicted would double? What is their role, and how do we see them in action in our daily lives?
They are things that regulate electric current like policemen, switching it off, switching it on, sending it one way, sending it another, and they totally have invaded every aspect of your life. The best example I can give you is every person in the world, if we assume they're all equal, last year bought 8 billion transistors. You say, I didn't do that. But think of your cell phone, think of your television, think of the machines that examine you when you're ill, think of the aeroplane, think of the automobile. All life is pervaded with transistors, and that's why life is different.
And let's use the example of a cell phone. What does the transistor do inside of the cell phone?
Well, the billions inside a cell phone these days do that switching and directing, because the ultimate miracle is that everything in the universe can be described by a series of ones and zeros. Why you say, why zero and one? Well, that's a way of writing down on or off, on or off. All the time, the only question is on or off, left or right. That's all the transistor wants to know.
How did Moore observe this? How did he make his prediction?
Well, he was one of the guys making those first transistors. A young man, they were trying to do something nobody had actually done commercially. And they were only making 100 of them. That's, you know, all that were needed. But then they found other people wanted them. And then, as a chemist, he began to notice there's really no reason we shouldn't make these smaller. Actually, if we make them smaller, we can make them cheaper, and actually they'll work faster. And he had the wit to see that crystal clear, and he devoted his life single-mindedly to making it happen. He started two companies. The one you're more familiar with is called Intel, and Intel is the great transistor producer today. Moore, in the fullness of time, became the richest man in California. It wasn't his intent, his aim, but transistors proved so useful, so ubiquitous, and he was so far ahead of the competition in how to make them smaller, faster, better, cheaper, that he, on the side, grew very rich.
Can the law continue to go on, though, or is it pushing up against some limits?
Well, that's that's the interesting thing, because it is going to hit a limit, and we have lived for 50-plus years with this comfortable background phenomenon that smaller, better, cheaper, faster just happens. But if you keep shrinking size, you eventually get down toward the size of a silicon atom. And when you get down towards close to the size of a silicon atom, that's it, folks. Moore's Law is over. It's somewhere within the next decade it's going to grind to a stop. You'll have to think of something else if you want the world to go on moving ahead in the way it has over the last 50 years.
Arnold Thackeray, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.